All right, Chevra, so here we are, the last week of the Tikkun Hamidos before Shavuos Chag Zman Matan Toraseinu. And, you know, obviously Tikkun Hamidos is not just something we do until Shavuos. Tikkun Hamidos is something that we're working on our whole lives. We've shared that in the first year together. We've said it many other times. From the Vilna Gaon quoted in Evan Shlema and the Toldos Yaakov Yosef and others who point out that really this is the Ikar Avoda in life. The Ikar Avoda in life is to be Misakin our Midas. That, you know, as we've said, we're created with a mixture, this Irbuvia, this mixture of heavenly stuff and earthly stuff. And we work on trying to be Adamele Elyon. Not Adama from dirt, but Adamele Elyon, to be compared to the Almighty. And Be'ez Hashem, you let me know, PM me whether you'd like to continue this series or we're going to start something else after Shavuos. You know, perhaps with a little bit of a different focus, but I think that the last year that we're having together before Shavuos, talking about Tikkun Hamidos, has to focus on perhaps the number one Mida that we've alluded to, that we've spoken about in different ways, but we have to, I think, confront it head on, that here we are, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, with Shavuos less than a week away. And that, of course, is the Mida that's most associated with Shavuos, which is humility. It's associated with Shavuos because of, you know, the notion of Har Sinai being so humble and so small. And in fact, the beginning of Pirkei Avos of Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai, meaning he took the lesson of what it means to be a Mekabel Torah from Har Sinai. And we know, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest understanding, the greatest connection in that way to the Ribon Shalom, the greatest prophet who ever was, who saw Be'as Baklaria HaMe'ira, the clear looking glass, just mamish like totally clear, no distortion, no nothing when seeing these visions and perceiving Elikos. And therefore, we know that the godless of Moshe was that he was Anuf Mikol Adam, that he was the most humble of all human beings. So although we've gone around humility, tonight what I'd like to do is to just take a few minutes and to discuss what humility really is. You know, I think the best book on humility, I don't know if I've referenced it in this Shir series, and I've referenced it sometime when I was speaking over the past 7 weeks, and that is Let Us Make Man by Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky. Rabbi Dr. Twersky, the great psychiatrist, has written and has said that, you know, he has an addiction to writing books, and he's written many, many books. But the book that he himself said, is the one that really is his yesod, shebi yesod, is the foundation of all his foundations, is Let Us Make Man, where he deals with self-esteem and humility from a Jewish perspective. And when we talk about self-esteem, you know, to really grow spiritually, it's absolutely vital. It's absolutely vital. You know, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Livracha, was asked at a conference of Jewish educators, what is the most important thing that our yeshiva day school and high school students, boys and girls, should come out with from their 12 plus years of Jewish education in America before heading to Eretz Yisrael? Should it be a deep understanding of the Yesodos HaEmunah, the foundations of our faith? Should it be a real grasp of Tanakh? Should it be Halacha? Should it be Gemara? Should girls have? And Rav Aaron answered, the most important thing for our Talmidim and Talmidos to have coming out of our yeshiva day school and high school system is healthy self-esteem. Without it, pashut. It was pashut him. The most important thing that our children have to have coming out of elementary school and high school is healthy self-esteem. And when we're talking about Kabbalah Satorah, we have to know, we have to have that healthy self-esteem. But healthy self-esteem comes from everything that we've been speaking about all of these weeks up until now. Right? Because what we've been speaking about until now has been trying to see truth, trying to see Tov. Right? We spoke about it last week. Perhaps the most Yesodistika shmooze that we had until now from Reb Tzvi Meyer, that the Yetzer Hara isn't this desire to do evil. The Yetzer Hara is this inclination, this desire to see the evil. The Yetzer Tov, what we have to struggle, the struggle is trying to have that positive perspective. But Reb Tzvi Meyer, he argues that that's the emistika perspective, the perspective of Tov, of being able, right, Tov, you love your day, so you want to see good, meaning it's connecting you to what's really true. It's connecting you to what's emes, and in that way, liros tov. So what has to be, and we spoke about this in one of the early Yeshurim, is that we have to have the proper, truthful perspective on ourselves to be able to be mekabel Torah, and that's really what humility is, right? We have this perception that humility is a person as a nachshlepper. The humble person is a person that has no sense of yeshus, no sense of self, right? That's how we think humble person. The humble person is like the shmata, right? It's that old joke that the Bali Musar say of the guy who walks into Navardak, who is known as particularly intense Musar Yeshiva, and everyone's sitting going, Ich bin gurnisht, I'm a nothing. So this young guy sits down and he starts saying, Ich bin gurnisht, I'm a nothing. And some guy who's been in Navardak for years looks at him and says, who do you think you are that you're already a nothing? Right? So that, who do you think you are that you're already a nothing? But that joke really has a lot of depth to it. Being an anav doesn't mean that you're a nothing. Being an anav means recognizing the truth about yourself. It's one of the Menches Dvarim Shatar Niknes Bem, a different shir series that I've been giving. And Makir Es Mekomo, one of the 48 things that you have to be able to acquire Torah, is Makir Es Mekomo. You have to know your place. You have to know who you are. You have to know where you stand. That's one of the main ingredients to be able to be Mekabel Torah. And that, when we talk about humility, humility isn't the antithesis of recognizing your talents. Humility doesn't mean saying, oh, I'm nothing, I can't do anything, I'm a shmata, I'm a nut. No. Humility means recognizing how great you are. Right? Chazal tell us in a famous medrash that we're supposed to say, Masei agiu ma'asei l'masei avosei. We're supposed to be saying about ourselves, we're supposed to be challenging ourselves, when are our actions going to reach the actions of our ancestors? And it doesn't only mean our parents, or grandparents, or great-grandparents. It means, the way most understand this medrash, when are we going to be like Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel, Vileya? When are we going to be so great? So what does that medrash mean? You hear that medrash and you think, oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. That's crazy. No, lehepach. That medrash is one of the most important teachings for ourselves as we're going into Shavuos. You know, it's something that we've said, something that we shared when I was speaking to a group, to a high school out on Long Island. Again, not that I was out on Long Island. I was speaking to a high school out on Long Island, DRS, via Zoom a couple of weeks ago. And I just shared with them a teaching of Rabbi Nachman. I don't think I shared it here. If I did, someone give me a thumbs down. I don't know if you could do a thumbs down. But, you know, it's a teaching of Rabbi Nachman, where Rabbi Nachman, in the story of the seven beggars in the first day, tells the story of a king, the first beggar, the story of the first beggar, the first day. And he says that it's the story of a king who is making a ball, and he's throwing a party, the most joyous party he's ever thrown. And what's the point of the party? The point of the party, the king is in the greatest simcha that he's ever been, because this is the party that he's going to transfer the malchus over to his child. B'chayev, when the king is still alive, the king is going to make his child the new king, right? And of course, Rabbi Nachman says, you know what this is? You know what this is? The way Rabbi Nassim interprets the story and what most tzaddikim think that Rabbi Nachman's talking about. And we spoke about this in the shir from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. We quote this, we had a whole shir on this. And that is, of course, that's Shavuos. But do you know what that means, that that's Shavuos? Do you understand what it means? The Tver Shlomo, the Radomsker, says something. You want to understand who you are? You want a secret to know who you are? It's unbelievable. It's a Pella. The Tver Shlomo, the Radomsker, the Yisrael, the Apter, and other tzaddikim say, to really understand the godless of a Jew, we have to think about the famous Gemara and Hazahav in Bab Metzi in the fourth Perek. Because the famous story in the Gemara and Bab Metzi in the fourth Perek is that there was a debate about a certain type of oven known as a tanur da'achnai, whether it was tameh or whether it was tahar. And Rabbi Eliezer said it was tahar. The Chacham said it was tameh. And Rabbi Eliezer said, I'll prove to you that I'm right, because if I'm right, that carob tree over there is going to pick up and it's going to move. And lo and behold, the carob tree gets up and it moves, according to one opinion, 400 amos. It moves 800 feet. The last opinion, 100, 200 feet. Tell me, if you look, pick up, you see a tree moving outside your window, walking, not on a flatbed truck, not, you know, this isn't Berchas Ilanus in Williamsburg, you know, a tree picks up and is moving down the block, you're like in Fantasia, you're going to look for Mickey in the Sorcerer's Cap, right? Then you're going to look for dancing brooms next. It's a Pella, right? But they get up, they say, halacha is not decided by carob trees. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll prove that I'm right, because if I'm right, that Amas Hamayim, that stream of water, is going to flow in the other direction. And what happens? The water starts flowing upstream. They say, we don't paskin by a stream of water. And then what happens? Next thing. Rabbi Eliezer says, the walls of the Beis Medrash are going to prove, the walls of the Beis Medrash are going to prove that I'm right. And what happens? The walls of the Beis Medrash start shaking. And Rabbi Yeshua gets up and he says, walls, you have no right to fall in. You have no place in this debate of halacha. And so the walls stop. The walls, the leaning tower of Pisa, the leaning Beis Medrash of the Chacham Min Yavne, the walls stop. They couldn't go back to their place straight up because Rabbi Eliezer said that the walls have to prove that he's right. But Rabbi Yeshua said they have no place. So the walls were stuck. And then Rabbi Eliezer stands on his feet and he says, if I'm right, Shamayim is going to testify that I'm right. And a baskal comes out and says, halacha is like Eliezer b'ni. And Omar Rabbi Yeshua Raglav. Rabbi Yeshua gets up on his feet and he says, we don't listen to a baskal, lo bashamayim hi. Rabbi Yeshua gets up and he says, Eibishter, get out of here. You have nothing to say. We don't listen to you. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. And the Gemara says that one of the Heilige Tanoim saw Eliyahu HaNavi and said, what was going on in Shamayim when this went on, when Rabbi Yeshua said that? And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was laughing and said, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. My children were victorious over me. My children were victorious over me. This Maisa, this Peladika Gemara, that has great, great theological ramifications. And for the theological ramifications, you have to look at an article by Rav Lichtenstein, Zechitav Kadosh Levracha, called Torah Emet V'Torah Chesed, Methodological Reflections, a very important question about objective truth versus pluralistic truth, and again, really a shiur in philosophy that's so important, Jewish philosophy. You know, what does that mean? God says the halacha is that way. We tell God no? Like if God says you can use a whipped cream can on Shabbos, you're going to say, no, I'm going to be more machmir than God? Well, like, what does that mean? Let's say, what does that mean? Hashem says you can't use a whipped cream can on Shabbos. Hashem, we don't listen to you. I'm having my whipped cream with my cherries on Shabbos. Like, what does that mean? Right? So the way that Tver Shlomer, the Damsker, the Yisrael say, this is Pshad, this is what happened on Shavuos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the kingdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah HaKadosha. Do you realize what that is? Do you realize what that is? That we're the Mekablei Torah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much faith in our potential. That's why Kabbalah HaTorah is about humility. It's humbling to recognize how much the Ribbono Shel believes in you. How much the Ribbono Shel knows how great you can be. And that's why Rav Dessler in Michtam Elio, he talks about the importance of your she'ifas for godless on Shavuos. On Shavuos, Rav Dessler writes, I mean, this is shmuz that he gave. I don't remember if he gave this one in Panovich in Eretz Yisrael or in England in Gateshead. But Rav Dessler, in one of the shmuz, and he says, when Shavuos comes, we have to be showing for godless. We have to be aspiring to greatness in spirituality. The Eibishter's coming, and Shavuos zman matan toraseinu. It's not zman kabbalas toraseinu. It's zman matan toraseinu. We focus when the Eibishter's coming to give us the Torah. It's not for us to be mekabel the Torah. And again, why? You know, the classic answer, because every day is a kabbalas haTorah. Good, that's gewalt, gewaltig. But what I'm trying to suggest, where if Dessler is suggesting, I don't remember if this episode was from him, it could be someone else, that it's Zman Matan Toraseinu, because Shavuos is a day when we see how much Hashem loves us and how much Hashem trusts us. And for you to be mekabel, that means that you have to have humility. You have to know it's not about, you know, your accomplishment. The Eibishter has trust in you. The Eibishter knows what you're, and it's because the Eibishter is giving you these kolchos. Right? The arrogant person is a person who really doesn't believe in self and needs everyone around them to make him or make her feel big. Right? That's why they act haughty and arrogant. They need the approval of others because they really don't have any sense of self. True humility is a person that doesn't need to stand up boisterous and you know, dressed to the nines, whatever it is, to make a show of everything. No. The truly humble person is the person who really understands they're godless. They really understand how great they are. And that's what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is man matan torasena. Moshe kibal tar misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the lesson of our Sinai. He understood that this tiny mountain, this mountain that was a, who knows what, you know, our Sinai, you look at our Sinai, you see a tiny little hill. But he understands that it's not about the kochos you think you have. It's about the kolchos and the trust the Eibishter is bringing down and investing you with. And this is really what we have to learn. And, the Mesil Sisharim, of course, Perek Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, talks all about explaining humility and how to acquire humility. And again, he takes more of, you know, one might argue, the old school approach of breaking down. But it's not breaking down of putting down. It's a breaking down to remove the schmutz, to remove what we might think, the falsehoods that we think give us value, to remove the falsehoods of the things that we think that we are trying to grasp onto to find a sense of, what do you mean? Bonim atem l'shem elokeichem, right? Beis Sivan is known as the Yom HaMiyuchas. Beis Sivan, it's a famous question. Why Beis Sivan? Tonight and tomorrow, we don't say Tachanun. Because the general Minigan college shows, we never say Tachanun. We don't have to say Tachanun. But why in Beis Sivan aren't we saying Tachanun? So it's Yom HaMiyuchas. It's Yom HaMiyuchas. What is Yom HaMiyuchas? So a lot of different pshatim, but one beautiful pshat that in Yom HaMiyuchas is the day of Yichas, the day of our lineage. And you know what it is? When you look at Parshas Yisro, Yom HaMiyuchas Beis Sivan was when Hashem told us, V'atem tiyu li mamlechas kohanim begoy kadosh, that I want to tell you who you are. You are my kohanim. You're a whole kingdom of kohanim. You're the ones that are going to run the world. You're the goy kadosh. You're the ones that have to live this elevated experience of understanding, of being able to perceive truth all the time. And that's who we are. And that's why when we came to Har Sinai, Paskazu HaMasam, when we had that ability, as we said in the last year, from Reb Tzvi Meyer, that's when we were able to see Tov, not Tov and Rab, but to see it in Emes and Sheker. That's how we were able to be Mekabel Torah in that way. And this is where, really, what I think we have to get to in this final ramp-up to Shavuos. You know, this has been a very humbling experience, this whole corona. I mean, it on so many levels, it's been so challenging, and everyone is challenged in a different way with what we've been going through. And you know, I know people that are learning together lost loved ones over these past few months, some more recent than others. But what I think what we have to do is when we talk about, you know, feeling down from the feeling, you know, it's a brachin and look how fleeting life is and, you know, look what's going to happen to the economy. And these are all issues. These are all real serious things that we have to be there for each other and we have to step up and we have to, you know, go beyond ourselves. But But everything that's been working on us these past few months, we're coming to Chag HaShavuos, the Beis Yisrael of Ger, quoting the Chiddush Eirim, says that Shavuos is the most chashuv and the most yakar day of the year. The most precious and the most important day of the year, Shavuos. This is what the Chiddush Eirim, the first Ger Rebbe, Zechus Yigen Aleinu, held. And this is what the Beis Yisrael, Zechus Yigen Aleinu, the great Rebbe Yisrael Alter of Ger, the Imri Emma's oldest son, who was the Rebbe during the Six-Day War, told many stories about the Beis Yisrael of Ger. Is Mam Shabal Mofes. Mam Shabal Mofes. If I start telling miracle stories about the Beis Yisrael, we'd go on for way too long. I still have a couple of meetings tonight I have to go to. I don't have to go anywhere, but I have to zoom into. But the Beis Yisrael, he said that you understand, according to Lusha Rim, Shavuos is the most important and most precious day of the whole year. More than Purim, more than Yom Kippur, more than Pesach, more than Hanukkah, more than Rosh Hashanah. Because, you know, whereas on Rosh Hashanah we coronate Hashem, Shavuos Hashem is coronating us. Shavuos is the day that's most chashuv and most precious, because Shavuos is when we see how much faith Hashem has in us, and how much Hashem loves us, and how much Hashem believes in us. And that's why Rav Dessler says, come Shavuos, we have to be showy for godless, we have to be aspiring for greatness. Greatness. And he says, we can't get down because last Shavuos we had plans, and the Shavuos before that, no. And this year Shavuos, it's going to be a very unique Shavuos. I don't know, even shuls that are having minyanim, I don't know anywhere they're having a tikkun leil Shavuos this year. I don't know anywhere. Again, even Eretz Yisrael, my brother's yeshiva, there's still talmidim there that never left, and they have bidud if they needed. They're all together. They're having their leil limud erev Shavuos. Because of rabbeim who want to come but can't be there, go in different places. Mamish, they're having it erev Shavuos. So many places, right? But this is what Shavuos is all about. This is the opportunity of the Shavuos. This is the avod of the Shavuos. That we have to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that to open up our heart, to really let us connect to humility, to anivus. Let us be humble. But in the humility means, let me recognize who I really am. Let me see, Hashem, what you see in me. Let me know what I can really be, Abishter. And that's why, even though maybe in Shavuos' past we haven't made the most of it, this is what we have to work on now. And that's why, even though we've been talking about the Midos up until now, the Midos of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, of Dan L'Kavsechus, of seeing the good in others and only talking about the good, and we spoke about seeing the good in ourselves a little bit, but here we are, Mamish, holding in Shavuos Shechalbo, not Shavuos Shechalbo Tisha V'Chalila, but Shavuos Shechalbo Shavuos. The Shavuos Shechalbo, the most choshuv and yakar day of the whole year. And we have to start feeling it. We have to start understanding why it's so choshuv. And if we want to be Mekabel, the Torah, we have to know the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. And who we're mekabel it from Moshe. Moshe emes, v'toraso emes. And we, one of the Yud Gimel Karma of the Rambam is to recognize that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was unique. There was no Navi like him before. There's going to be no Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu after. No Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. And so I beg of you, please, learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Learn what it means to be Mekabel Torah. And when you're going to say that Shmona Esrei on Shavuos, and you're going to say Chag HaShavuos Man Matan Torah Seinu, it's not about your Kabbalah HaTorah. It's about that Hashem is coming to give you the Torah. That's what we're celebrating on Shavuos. We're celebrating the godless of a Jew. We're celebrating the godless of what you can be. Masei Agiu Masei L'Masei Avosai. And I hope that this Shavuos is a Shavuos that mamish changes the world. I hope this is the Shavuos, the most chashuv, this is the Shavuos that's going to push it, change the world, chevra. But it begins with us, right? Every person is an olam ale, every person is their own world. So I beg you, please, to work on this, the healthy humility of understanding the kolchos, understanding the chashivas of the day, understanding how Hashem loves you and Hashem sees this godless, and really understanding what's going to happen Thursday night and Friday, that Hashem is mamish coming to coronate you. Rosh Hashanah, we put the crown on the head of the Eibishter. If you remember the famous Chazal, we all got crowns at Har Sinai. We were the ones that were crowned at Har Sinai, not Hashem. We got the crowns. And so I ask you that this Shavuos, take your crown. Take your crown with humility. Take your crown with truth. Take your crown understanding really who you are. Okay, have a great, great week. And we don't have, I have a shiur that we're going to be having for anyone who wants Wednesday night, 8:15, Bez Hashem. We'll send out the Zoom for that later. Batzlacha Rabba, everyone. Have a good night.